morning, honey.
Hi, everybody. Oh, wait a minute, young lady. You're not going to school without breakfast.
All right, Mother, but I have to meet Linda in 5 minutes. You know, she's reached the stage where her figure means more to her than hotcakes. Now, me, I prefer to be lumpy.
Buttered it for you to keep you on schedule.
Thank you.
Hey, you're wearing your best perfume. What's the occasion?
There's my best perfume behind those ears.
Well, I knew you wouldn't mind, Mother. This is a very important day. You know, I have a crucial decision to make.
Crucial? That means boys.
Huh? You know, I have to decide whether to let Phil take me to the junior prom or to let Ernie.
Well, get Cleopatra. She lets them.
I thought Phil was taking you.
I thought Ernie was taking you.
Oh, well, they're both simply divine. Let's see, Phil plays the right tackle and Ernie plays the left tackle and... They're both real good-looking, too, but, well, I think I like Ernie a little bit better. He has such a cute smile.
Well, honey, the dance is tomorrow night. Why don't you let Ernie know you'll go with him?
Well, there's one little complication, Daddy. Ernie's going steady with Angela.
Well, that should narrow it down.
Well, no, Mother, they're quarreling, and, well, it is a shame, but in the meantime, I've been trying to avoid Phil, who's dying to ask me and won't ask another girl until I give him a definite answer, which I won't do until I find out if Ernie broke up with Angela. Well, really, it's all very simple. More coffee?
You know, I give little boys vitamins and calcium and phosphorus to make sure they grow up with strong backbones. And they meet my little girl and putty.
Well, if this is what girls are going to do to me, I don't want to grow up.
Gentlemen, don't get panicky. This is standard operating procedure.
How does Charlie James fit into this jigsaw puzzle? I thought you liked him.
Well, of course I like Charlie, Daddy. He's terribly nice on... Well, everywhere I go, there's Charlie like adhesive tape. What do you want to bet?
Oh, hello, Charlie.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Charlie.
Have you had breakfast?
Oh, yes, thank you. I have, Mrs. Stone. But not hotcakes.
Take care of that.
Well, excuse me, everybody, but I have to run.
Here, let me. I'll take those. Never mind the hotcakes. I thought I'd walk you to school.
Oh, well, that's very sweet of you, Charlie, but I'm going with Linda. Her father's driving us. Well, he has a sports car, and there's only room for three.
Tomorrow morning, maybe?
Well, sure, if you want to.
Oh, sure, I do.
Oh, if I take this book back to the library, I'll be late.
Well, I'll take it back. I don't mind being late.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. Oh, would you be a darling and pick up my scarf at Lucy's house? It's on the way.
I'll get it.
Okay, thank you, Charlie.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Wait a minute, Missy. If you feel that way about Charlie, why do you impose on him?
Daddy, you don't understand. If I didn't let Charlie do these things for me, I'd just break his heart. I don't know. I guess some boys are just born to be doormats.
And some girls are born with big feet.
Oh, what do you know about life, Jeff? You're so callow. Goodbye, everybody.
Hey, hold it. You're going to give me a lift. I'll sit on your lap. Bye, Mom, Dad.
Goodbye, Jeff.
Bye, Jeff.
When that girl comes home from school today, we're going to have a little father-daughter talk.
Oh, no, darling. Just a minute. Darling, if Charlie is that devoted to her, there isn't much she can do about it. Besides, he's a bright boy. He'll wise up.
Now, what about this Phil Ernie routine, this playing off one boy against the other? Do you approve of that?
Well, I can't say that I do, but it's been done before.
Now, any girl ever treated me like that, I'd cross her off my list.
It's too late, dear. You already have two children by that girl.
Dropped your scarf, Mary.
Oh, well, thank you, Charlie.
Oh, here, I'll carry those home for you.
Well, I'm not going home. I'm going over to Marjorie's house.
Well, I'll meet you there. Then I'll walk you home.
Well, you know Marjorie. She might have to practice the violin, so I think I'll go over to Janie's instead.
All right. I'll track you down. I brought your books back to the library this morning.
Did you, Charlie? Thank you.
Yeah, there was a fine of 4 cents. I paid it.
Oh, you're a dear. Charlie, would you run down to the bookstore and get me an eraser?
Oh, sure. Which kind?
Any kind, just hurry.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Ernie.
Coming to the game next week?
Are you kidding? I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Hey, if you want, I can get you a seat in the first row of the cheering section.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, Ernie, but I don't want to put you out. I know you're already getting one for Angela.
Well, I'm not so sure about that.
You're not still quarreling, are you?
Well,
You'll patch it up before the junior prom?
I'm not so sure I'm taking her to the prom.
Well, I guess that's a decision you'll have to make. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Chick. Hey, what's the matter, boy? You're dragging.
Well, he has a problem. For one thing, he doesn't know who he's taking to the dance.
As a matter of fact, I don't either, but, I got a pretty good idea.
Well, the girl would be glad to go with the best right tackle in the league. Then a right tackle is nothing without a great left tackle. And left tackle is nothing without a right tackle. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
That's right.
Now look, Mary, I've got to go fix my car.
That reminds me. When do I get back my ratchet wrench?
What's the rush? You'll get it. I'll call you about 5.
Okay, goodbye, Ernie.
Bye.
Hi, Mary.
Mother, what time is it? My watch stopped.
Oh, it's about 4:15. Why?
Oh, thank goodness I made it. I'm expecting calls from Phil and Ernie. They're both going to ask me to the prom.
Phil's the left tackle.
No, the right tackle. Now, Mother, when the phone rings, I want you to answer it. And if it's Phil, tell him I'm not home. But I'm not sure if Ernie will really call. But I don't want to take Phil's call first because he might break up with Angela. And then
is Phil still fighting with Angela?
No, Ernie.
Oh, the right tackle.
Oh, the left tackle. And he's the one that I really want to go with.
Honey, let's get this straight now. The boy you really want to ask you is...
Oh, hiya, Charlie.
Hi. Is Mary home?
Oh, I think I heard her out back.
Boy, is your sister hard to catch up with?
Mother, that's Charlie. I've been dodging him all afternoon. I'm going to go next door to Linda's. Will you get rid of him, please?
Oh, honey, that's not nice.
Mother, now I get that call while I'm gone. Tell him I'll go.
I've been driving her from Margie's to Janie's to Agnes's. I'm not as young as I used to be.
You ought to have her for a sister. I'll be gray before I'm 12.
Charles, I've been wanting to talk to you about Mary. Don't you have some homework to do?
Oh, I can learn more right here. Okay, Mom. I submit your double whammy.
Now, Charles, the prom is tomorrow night. Do you have a date?
Not yet. But I was kind of hoping.
Well, it might be wiser to forget about Mary.
You don't understand, Mrs. Stone. I love Mary.
Well, I guess I didn't understand. Charles, may I give you a few words of advice about the female of the species? Watch out. The female can be a sweet and loving creature, but you must be firm with her. If you're a shrinking violet, she'll be a lawnmower. Am I getting through to you?
You mean I'm too easygoing with her?
Before you'll have a chance with Mary, you've got to learn to say no.
How can I say no to Mary?
Oh, it's not that difficult. You can do it. Now, come on out here. Look, we'll give it a try. I'll be Mary. No, you stand right there. Charlie, would you take my books back to the library, please?
Sure.
Oh, no. Now, wait a minute. You snapped into it like a robot. We've got to break that habit.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't thinking.
Charlie, you've got to learn to say no to Mary. Now, let me see. Try this.
Clench your fists. Close your eyes. Tight.
Charlie, would you be a darling and take my books back to the library, please?
No.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Better boy, Charlie.
Dr. Stone?
You needn't laugh.
I'm not laughing. You have a very sound psychological basis. It takes a lot of courage, Charlie, but if you say no to a woman, you'll intrigue her immediately.
I'll go home and practice. Thanks, Mrs. Stone. You're a peach. So are you, sir. Thank you.
Speaking as an ex-boy, I hope Charlie can pull this off.
Hello? No, Mary isn't here. Who's this? Oh, Phil. Yes, I see. He wants to take her to the prom. Phil, Mary left a message for you. Just a second. Is still the left tackle or the right tackle? Are you the left tackle? Oh, the right tackle. Think right is right. Mary said she'd be delighted to go to the prom with you. You're welcome. Goodbye. I hope right was right.
Hi, Mother. I saw Charlie leave. Oh, this is my day. Ernie stopped over to Linda's house to copy her geometry homework, and he told me that he was through with Angela and asked me to the prom. So when Phil calls, you can tell him that I can't go.
What have I done?
What do you mean, what have you done?
Honey, Phil just called, and I told him that...
You didn't? You didn't tell Phil I'd go with him? Oh, Mother, you've ruined me socially.
Honey, I'm sorry that it happened, but it's not that serious. And besides, it's really your own doing, you know?
If you're going to live by the sword, you must be prepared to die by the sword.
Oh, Daddy.
Darling. I know you want to run and comfort her, but...
Oh, Mother, my dress is simply divine. Mrs. Ludwig really outdid herself.
She certainly did. Oh, it's lovely.
Well, how come old Charlie didn't deliver it?
Yeah, we haven't seen old Charlie for 24 hours. What happened to him?
I don't know. That's the strangest thing.
Don't tell me he suddenly dropped out of your life.
Well, no, I saw him at school today. I asked him to pick up a scarf for me. I left at Janie's house.
Well, what did he say?
Well, he clenched up his fist and he closed his eyes and he yelled, "No!" Just as loud as he could. Kind of hurt my feelings.
What feelings?
What do you suppose caused Charlie to behave like that?
Well, whatever it is, I'm for it.
Oh, Mother, does he have to be included in this family?
Until he grows up, yes, dear. You won't wear your dress. We all want to see you in it. Oh, by the way, who's going to tell you how pretty you look in your dress tonight, Phil or Ernie?
Well, Ernie, of course. I'm going to call Phil now and tell him.
Mary!
Am I to understand that at 5 o'clock on the afternoon of a dance, you're going to call this boy and cancel a date?
Oh, but why didn't you tell him today?
Mother, how often does a girl get a chance like this? A date with two of the most popular boys in school at the same time?
Is this what you call standard operating procedure?
I certainly do not.
I just made up my mind. I'm never going to grow up.
Jeff, be quiet. Up to now, I've been, well, just kind of a nobody at school, but... Well, gee, after this gets around, can't you see what it'll do for my social prestige?
All I can see is that you've made two nice boys utterly miserable.
Don't be silly, Mother. They don't know about it. They haven't been speaking to each other since yesterday.
Oh, that's fine. Fine. That's what makes a winning team, when the left tackle isn't speaking to the right tackle.
Mary, I want you to get on the phone and call Phil this minute.
All right, Mother. I said I was going to.
And furthermore, apologize to him.
I don't know what's the matter with everybody around here. Just because two boys asked me to the same dance, I... Hello?
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Phil. Well, hi, Phil. This is the funniest thing, but I was just going to call you. Yes, it is a small world. Well, you see, Phil, what I was going to call you about was tonight. You know, the dance? Well, it seems I've made a slight mistake, and... What did you say, Phil?
I said I've made a slight mistake, too. Something's come up, Mary, and I'm afraid I won't be able to take you to the dance tonight. Oh, yeah, I'll be there. I'm going stag. Hope you don't mind.
Oh, well, that's perfectly all right, Phil. He's going stag. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, naturally, I'm disappointed, but, well, that's life. If you want to go stag, that's up to you.
And while we're on the subject, I'd like you to meet a fellow stag.
Ernie?
Well, Mary, I'll tell you how it is. Phil and I, we're old friends, you see, and we got to talking. We decided it would tire you out dancing with two dates. So being very considerate fellows, neither of us is going to take you.
Well, whatever you say, Ernie, it's a democracy, if that's how you feel. Well, yes, goodbye, Ernie. The butterflies feel like a... I think I have them. Mary?
You played a dangerous game and you lost. Now, no tears.
Who's crying? I'll show them. I'll snub them both at the dance.
Are you going stag, too?
Of course not. I'll go with Charlie. In fact, I'll call him right now.
Honey, this is zero hour. Don't be disappointed if Charles refuses to go with you.
Mother, in all of your wildest dreams, can you imagine Charlie saying no?
I'm afraid I could.
Mother! Mother! What am I gonna do?
Oh, Alice, this is awful.
Don't crumple. She has it coming.
Mother, it's 8 o'clock.
I know, dear.
I phoned all over town. I can't find him anywhere.
Well, keep trying. He's trailed you often enough.
Daddy. Mother, do you know what his aunt's last name is?
It's Stevenson or Sorensen.
Oh, where can he be?
Has it occurred to you that he might have a date with another girl?
Charlie with another girl?
Why not?
Faithful, sweet, wonderful Charlie with another girl? No, he's too nice. He'd never do that to me. I'll try Sorensen. Mother, do you really think he would go with another girl?
Well, Charlie's a free citizen.
And as you said, it's a democracy.
Oh, Alex, I can't stand any more of this.
In the field of medicine, this is known as the heroic remedy. If it works, the patient lives. If it doesn't...
Oh, Alex, it's easy to see you've never been a mother.
That's true. Who could that be?
I don't know.
Oh, hello, Charlie. Come on in. Oh, am I glad to see you.
What brings you here, Charlie?
Oh, Mary's scarf. She left it at Janie's. She asked me to pick it up. I said no,
saves
but...
Saves a fortune in scarves.
Well, I was on my way to the dance stag, and then I got to thinking she might need it. Ernie has an open car, you know.
Well, she's not going with Ernie.
Oh? Oh, well, Phil has an open car, too.
Oh, she's not going with Phil either. Charlie, she's been trying to get you on the phone. She wants you to take her to the dance.
Me? Mm-hmm. She wants me? Are you kidding? Where is she? She wants me? Oh, I heard you, but you just said she wants me.
We want you, too, but please don't make it easy for her.
Her other dates got snafu. Now, you're in the driver's seat, so drive a little.
But I don't want to drive.
Remember what I told you about building up your resistance?
Mrs. Stone, please, not now.
Wait just a minute. Give me a minute with her alone. Will you do that?
Mother, he's not at his aunt's house. He doesn't know where to go. Mother, it's 5 after 8. You know, I could wind up sitting home.
It's quite possible.
Oh, this is the most important affair of the whole year. Mother, where can Charlie be?
Now, honey, don't have hysterics.
Well, you know, this could ruin my whole life.
Yes, dear. Now, honey, would you sit down here, please? You know, you wrote this little drama yourself.
It's wonderful to be attractive and popular. But you have to learn to use that power gently and with kindness. Now, you hardly practiced that with Phil and Ernie. Or with Charles. Charles adores you. And you've taken advantage of this, sometimes cruelly.
I didn't mean to. I like Charlie. Well, I just never thought that...
You never thought he had any feelings. You never thought how you were hurting him. To you, he was just a puppet that you could dangle whenever the whim moved you. Well, he's human. And he has some wonderful qualities.
Yeah. Yeah. What are they?
He's generous, intelligent, straightforward, and loyal. And it's time you stop pushing him around.
You said it.
Johnny. Are you calling Johnny?
You know, there's an old saying. When you handle yourself, use your head. When you handle others, use your heart.
Oh, Mother, I've been horrible and I know it. Poor, sweet, wonderful Charlie. If only he'd show up now.
Oh, I wonder who that could be. Well, Charlie, good evening.
Good evening, Dr. Stone.
Come in.
Good evening, Charles.
Good evening, Mrs. Stone.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Mary. Are you on your way to the prom?
I don't have a date tonight, it seems, so I guess I'll just stay home and read a book.
Oh, I don't have a date either, so I thought I'd take... take myself down to the bowling alley and bowl a game or two.
Would you rather do that?
Well, no, I'd really rather. Just sit home and watch TV. But I need the exercise.
Oh, I see.
Come to think of it, dancing is exercise.
Yes, it is, Charlie. It's very good exercise.
I guess I'll go to the dance after all. Want to come along?
Oh, yes, Charlie. I'd rather go with you than with anybody.
Well, come on, then.
Okay, just a minute.
Good night, sweetie.
Oh, I sure will.
Wait a minute.
What's wrong?
I was just thinking. I've been getting too much exercise lately.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you better start taking your own books back to the library.
Well, I'd be glad to. I'd love to, Charlie.
And you better start taking bending exercises, because you're going to have to start picking up those scarves you drop at school.
Yes, Charlie. Anything you say, Charlie.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Dance, Linda and Janie and their dates are going to the Purple Pup for hamburgers. Is that all right with you?
No, I don't like the Purple Pup. We'll go to the Green Onion.
If you prefer the Green Onion, that's where we'll go.
I prefer the Green Onion.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Ernie.
Say, Mary, can I have the next dance?
Just a second, buddy. I got here first. How about it, Mary?
Well, you both have to ask Charlie.
What do you say?
All right. I'll allow you one dance between you. After this one.